another original podcast from OFM, the sound of your life.
And joining us tonight, ear, nose and throat specialist Dr. Willem de Pryor from Bloemfontein. How are you tonight, doctor?
I'm all right, thanks.
You said to my wife and I about 2 weeks ago in person that you shouldn't clean your ears with earbuds, right? Why?
The ear actually cleans itself from the eardrum, in medical terms, say laterally, but in an outward direction, the skin actually grows. It's the only place in the body that the skin knows to do that, to grow in a horizontal fashion. And then as it does that, it falls off, and we call that old skin, as you were wax or wasen, like in Afrikaans, or cerumen is the medical term. But that's the way the skin grows, and every day if you clean your ears with a face cloth, you'll see a bit of brown stuff on the face cloth, and that's the wax by which has come out the last few hours or last few days. Some people, the wax does stay inside the ear. That's a small minority. They must go to the doctor and have the wax removed. But that's a small minority of people. The ear actually cleans itself. It instinctively knows that it has to grow in that direction, the skin, in a horizontal direction. It's the only place in the body that the skin does that.
Is it okay to clean out your ears with, like you said, with a cloth? Is that okay? Is that also...
Yeah, face cloth. In other words, your finger can't get into the ear canal. The finger is covered with a face cloth, which is wet with water. That's all. And you dry your ear then afterwards with a towel over the finger. That's all. There's a little hole in the ear that's actually a no-go zone. You don't go in there.
Oh, my word. I've been taught wrong, like, all these years.
Something your mother told you that was incorrect.
You can't tell her that, though. So blowing your nose as well, you also said that's preferably rather sniff.
Yeah, always rather sniff. You can blow your nose when you've got flu, or you blow your nose when you're doing sport or swimming or gymming or running or cycling and the nose is running. Or you've got flu. For the rest, you sniff. The nose, the mucosal lining inside the nose works backwards. If you put a lump of sugar in the front of your nose, after 5 minutes, you'll taste it at the back. Why? It's because the mucosal lining transfers everything backwards and it joins the saliva and you swallow to the stomach and the stomach destroys it. So with every incoming breath, you inhale pollution, fungus, virus, pollen and stuff, and the nose, it deposits into the nose, it falls, it stays in the nose and it goes backwards and goes to the stomach. So if you blow, you're continuously forcing it in the opposite direction that the physiology of the nose wants it to travel. So eventually it accumulates and then you've got trouble. So people who continuously unnecessarily blow the nose eventually will always end up at the ENT doctor telling him, my nose is not right.
Why is it okay to blow your nose if, like you said, if you've got the flu or if you're doing, you know, physical?
So then the nose is producing much more, not the sinus cavity. The sinus cavity is something next to the nose, but it's not quite part of the nose. So when you've got flu or doing exercise, the nose produces more than normal, much more than normal fluid, and then it helps to blow out. Then the nose is like, then the nose wants help, and that's why there's the instinctive thing of blowing out. But the moment you see the flu is gone or your exercise is over, then the sniffing thing is normal again, is the best way to go. So you don't blow the nose. Sniffing is, it doesn't mean you walk around sniffing terribly the whole day. It just means a few times during the day you sniff hard, or you just don't blow. Just put it like that. Don't blow the nose unnecessary.
Ear, nose and throat specialist Dr. Willem de Pryor joins us for Medical Monday tonight. Now, last thing, doctor, my dad told me when I was a teenager that what I should do is I should also brush my tongue because that helps with your breath. But you said you shouldn't brush your tongue.
No, the tongue is actually cleaned by movement, by teeth, by food, by water, by saliva, by the enzymes in the saliva. And most of all, most importantly of all, the tongue is covered by small, minute-like things we call papillae. Now, that's just it's like microscopic, you know, like Williamson Afrikaans, you know, these meerschoepers, small,
yes,
round things. Now, there are millions of them covering the tongue, and they are replaced hourly. There are four different types, and right at the back of the tongue, the bigger one, you can see the four of them on each side. If someone opens the tongue and opens the mouth and pushes out the tongue, then you'll see those things at the back there. And some people often think that's abnormal. Now, those papillae will stay long, very long, up to 11, 12, 13 days before they are replaced. But the other thing of replaced hourly, all the time. There are four types, the other three types. Now, on these papillae, you have the taste buds, which are even smaller, and they grow on these papillae. But the point is, if you take a pen and you scratch your tongue with something that makes a mark, and you go and sleep tonight, and you wake up tomorrow morning, that will be gone, because those papillae will be replaced even while you sleep. So the thing is, people come to us with a bad breath, with bad that complaint, and what they do is they brush the tongue very hard, and what they actually do, they force bacteria in between these minute little anthills, by way of speaking, and they cause trauma, so that the bacteria that will be removed by saliva and the enzymes in saliva now is sticking in between these small things, and they stay there, and that's what causes bad breath. Now, there are a lot of causes of bad breath, probably about 20, let's say, generally speaking, about 10 causes of bad breath.
Wow.
But one of the most common causes is severe brushing of the tongue.
How many words are you actually, you're causing the problem you're trying to combat then?
Yeah, that's the guy that now brushes harshly or very rigorously.
Yes.
He's going to get halitosis, like we call it, or bad breath due to the fact that he's brushing. The guy that brushes his tongue once or twice in a week and very quickly and very softly, he's not going to have a problem. You're never going to cause any serious damage to your tongue by brushing, but hard and intensive brushing on a daily basis for sure is going to cause bad breath.
Very, very interesting. So what have we learned tonight, gang? We've learned, don't brush your tongue, don't blow your nose if you don't have to, and don't clean your ears with earbuds.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.